It's time for the MSO New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. Happy to be back with you once again to talk about Red Sox and everything baseball.
You got it. Well, the drum roll, please. The Red Sox manager is...
As we pretty much expected, Bill, it's Alex Cora. He's back after a 10-month absence. He served his season-long suspension in 2020 for his role with the Astros sign-stealing scandal back in 2017. So Cora receives a 2-year deal with a team option in 2023 and in 2024. In his managing career, Cora has won 192 games, lost 132 with the Sox, and of course, he was at the helm of the 2018 World Series champions.
You got it. And also coming back is the person that was involved in the videoing of this stuff.
Yeah, back in 2018, that was kind of swept under the rug a bit, but yesterday the Red Sox also announced that former video replay coordinator JT Watkins, who was also suspended last year for his role in helping players steal opposing team signs in 2018, he's coming back to the organization, this time as a scout. And Watkins was also involved in the 2017 Apple Watch scandal with the Red Sox. So Sox bringing back some cheaters for the 2021 season. We'll have to see how it all plays out.
Well, hopefully they can be beaters.
Well, if they do more cheating, that could possibly happen. We'll see.
That's how it works out, I think. All right. Now, Andy, what other player news do we have with the Red Sox?
Well, free agency has officially begun. The Sox have reached out to the agent for outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., but the Astros also showing interest in JBJ. Red Sox have some interest in free agent starting pitcher Matt Shoemaker. In 2020 with the Blue Jays, Shoemaker started 6 games, went 0-1 with a 4.71 ERA.
Let me throw this question at you. You just mentioned pitching. Where do the Red Sox stand for 2021 with starting pitching?
Well, that's the major concern on this team right now. We know the team can still hit, but pitching was the issue in the abbreviated 2020 season, and it will be going into the 2021. So Chaim Bloom really has his work cut out for him to rebuild that rotation. As of today, if the season was to start today, Nathan Eovaldi would be your opening day starter, and he's pretty much all that you have penned in at this point. Other than that, it's question marks for the next 4 slots. You do have Tanner Houck, a rookie who came up toward the end of the 2020 season and impressed in a few starts toward the end of the season. Also, Nick Pivetta, who came over in the trade from the Phillies, a deal that involved Brandon Workman and Heath Hembree. He made a start toward the end of the year, looked impressive. So he is in the running. But after that, you have Chris Sale coming back from Tommy John surgery. You know, he could come back late July, maybe in August, get some starts in. We'll have to see. And, of course, Eduardo Rodriguez, he's still recovering from COVID-19. He has started a throwing program, but there's still no guarantee he'll be ready to start the season. And, of course, the Red Sox lost one of their other starters from this past season, Martin Perez. He's a free agent. I mean, he could come back to the Sox on a lesser deal, but as of right now, he's not Sox property. So we have to see how this will all play out. But no doubt about it, we'll see some new names in that rotation once spring training eventually gets underway.
Yeah, what championship team ever had so many question marks at this point in the season? So they may not be a championship team in 2021.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet your last penny on that, but stranger things have happened.
Not after we bought the Honus Wagner card. We won't do that. We won't make that.
Pennies.
Yeah.
All right, you've been telling us about all these Nesson specials. And local guy, I say local as of now, Dwight Evans, I guess he's still local, right, is featured this week.
Yes, he's this week's feature on Nesson's Classic. So every afternoon at 4 o'clock this week, you can check out a game that was involving Evans being the hero. And today's game will be from September the 10th of 1988. Evans goes 4-for-4, drives in 2 runs. The Red Sox blanked the Indians 6-0 at Fenway in that game. Roger Clemens did toss a 1-hitter, so that'll be a fun game for Red Sox fans to stroll down memory lane.
You got it. All right. Andy, let's run to Major League Baseball. As you noted a week ago, award season has started, and the awards continue. What do we got this week?
Well, so far, back on Monday, we had the American League Rookie of the Year announced. It's Mariners outfielder Kyle Lewis. He had 259 with 11 home runs. National League Rookie of the Year, Brewers relief pitcher Devin Williams. He allowed just 1 run in 27 innings of work. He struck out 53 batters. Yesterday, the managers of the year were announced. American League, Rays Kevin Cash. National League, the Marlins, Don Mattingly. Coming up today, we'll have the American League and National League Cy Young Award winners, and then on Thursday, American and National League MVP awards will be given out, and former Sox outfielder Mookie Betts looks to become the second player in Major League history to win the MVP in both leagues, joining Frank Robinson. After we talked last week, Betts took home another piece of hardware as he won a Silver Slugger Award.
What's the Silver Slugger Award?
That is an award given out by Louisville Slugger, and it's for the best offensive player at each position in each league. So he did win the Silver Slugger Award for right fielders in the National League.
All right, all right. Let's other baseball notes, Andy?
Well, the Indians say that they're planning to trade their all-star shortstop Francisco Lindor by opening day. That's obviously because of budget reasons. Mm. Major League Baseball has decided not to punish third baseman Justin Turner of the Dodgers for going back on the field to celebrate the World Series championship with his teammates after being removed from that final game in the seventh inning after testing positive for COVID. New White Sox manager Tony La Russa dealing with another DUI. Court records show the 76-year-old Hall of Fame manager was arrested back in February for allegedly driving under the influence in the Phoenix area. La Russa pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor DUI in Florida back in 2007. And in this situation back in February, some other news has leaked out that La Russa tried to tell the officer, "Don't you know I'm a Hall of Famer, and don't you know who I am," type of thing. And he even showed him one of his World Series rings to try to get off on the charge. But apparently that did not work.
Hmm. Well, you know, I couldn't use that excuse, I guess. Hopefully would not be in that.
So we would be in trouble.
Yeah, hopefully would not be in that situation. All right, now, is that it, Andy, or is there anything else to share with us this week?
Well, a couple of the final notes as we wrap things up. Former Astros GM Jeff Luhnow is suing the team for $22 million for breach of contract. Luhnow was the GM of the Astros during the sign-stealing scandal. Of course, he was fired last year, so he's suing the team for the remainder of his contract. And new Mets owner Steve Cohen introduced in a press conference yesterday, and he said his goal is to have the Mets be World Series champions in the next 3 to 5 years.
Do you think Steve Cohen could buy the Red Sox? What do you think?
Well, hey, unfortunately, he was a Mets fan growing up and not a Red Sox fan, so we'll have to just deal with what we have. And I will say for Red Sox fans, it'll be a lot longer than 3 to 5 years before you will see another World Series champion. But that's just my opinion.
The memories of Tom Seaver remain in New York there.
Absolutely.
All right. There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.